Take over the controls and titillate your ears.
I don't even like to pee with the door open. You know, if I've lived with people, I always close the door. And I usually lock it.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand. Whether we have kids or pets or neither. Let's come start again. Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. Let's come start again. Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles. Let's come start again.
He played Monopoly first, and that game got over surprisingly quickly, and I don't remember why.
It's because I was cheating.
I love you all. I love you more than life itself.
Let's go start again.
You're listening to WMFO Medford, Mass. Time Travel with Chris Earls here with you till 7 p.m.
I want love, but it's impossible. A man like me, so irresponsible. A man like me is dead in places. Other men feel less.
Made a real difference in my life.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication.
Now, let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
Check this out. This is Chuck D, Public Enemy.
And this is Flavor Flav, boy.
Yeah, and if you want to fight the power, you have to be the power. Strength of the mind and body are the weapons that you need to win. Stay in school and stay away from drugs.
That's right. If you don't want to be a goner, stay away from the drugs on the corner.
Public Enemy salutes the youth of today. You are the power of tomorrow,
boy.
Time Travel with Chris Earl here with you till 9 p.m. tonight. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, that's right. This cut goes out to all y'all that's been missing us for mad years. One love, yo. Yeah, that's right. He's got game. PE 1998.
If man is the father, the sun is the center of the earth, in the middle of the universe, then why is this verse coming 6 times rehearsed? Don't freestyle much, but I write them like such.
Word.
Amongst the fiends controlled by the screens, what does it all mean, all this shit I'm seeing? Human beings screaming vocal javelins, sign of a local unraveling.
Uh-huh.
My wandering got my ass wondering, where Christ is in all this crisis? Hating Satan never knew what nice is. Check the papers, well I bet on ISIS. More than your eye can see and ears can hear. Year by year, all the sense disappears. Nonsense perseveres, prayers laced with fear. Beware, 2 triple O's.
It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but damn the game, if it don't mean nothing. What is game? Who got game? Where's the game in life? Behind the game, behind the game. I got game, she got game, we got game, they got game, he got game. It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but fuck the game if it ain't saying nothing.
Damn, was it something I said? Pretend you don't see, so you turn your head. Ray scared of his shadow, does it matter? Thought of reparations, got a plan with the population. Nothing to lose, everything's approved. People use, even murder's excuse. White men in suits don't have to jump. Still 1,001 ways to lose with the shoes. God takes care of old folks and fools, while the devil takes care of making all the rules. Folks don't even own themselves, paying mental rent, the corporate presidents. 1 out of 1 million residents. Be a dissident who ain't kissing it. The politics of chains and whips, got the sick missing chips and all the championships. What's love got to do with what you got? Don't let a win get to your head or a loss to your heart. Nonsense perseveres, prayers laced with fear. Beware, 2 triple O is
near. It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but damn the game if it don't mean nothing. What is game? Who got game? Where's the game in life? Behind the game, behind the game. I got game, she got game, we got game, they got game, he got game. It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but fuck the game if it ain't saying nothing. Yeah, that's right, everybody got game, but we just here to let y'all know that PE is in full effect from right now until the year 2000. Hey, yo, my man, sing it.
There's something happening, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
Yeah, that's right.
Telling me I got to beware. It's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Hey, yo, I don't think
Check this out. This is Chuck D.
And this is Flavor Flav. Public Enemy is letting y'all know about Black History Month.
February is Black History Month, but we like to say that every single month we should recognize the rich culture and heritage of black people. Although the battles have not been won yet, we should be proud to take some time out this month to explore the powerful and victorious lineage of our people.
That's right, sir. Don't be a vulture. Learn your culture.
P.E. salutes the history of black people and the history that we are yet to make.
That's right. Not a mistake.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Time Travel with Chris Earl. Here with you till 9.
I gave my love a cherry that had no stone. I gave my love a chicken that had no bones. I gave my love a story that had no end. I give...
Sorry.
Chicken slacks, She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist a while. Dancing with the older queen, who's dolled up in her diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go, twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. One more time.
Zero point zero.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Just thinking of you. Maybe things weren't right. But I was tossing and turning, turning and tossing. Oh, tossing and turning all night. I kicked the blankets on the floor. To the kitchen for a bite. Rolled up the shade, turned off the light. I jumped back into bed, it was the middle of the night. The clock downstairs was striking four. Couldn't get you off my mind. I heard the milkman at the door. Was striking four.
We like to do for you now a tune entitled Shamalama Ding Dong. So hit it.
history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History.
It's time travel. You're in 1978 right now. Animal House.
Are there really all these guys here? Oh, howdy, Jen. How's it going?
Do you want to dance?
Yeah!
Well, you know you make me wanna shout.
Wanna lift my head up and shout. Throw my head back and shout. Come on now.
shout a little bit softer now,
shout
a little bit softer now,
shout
a little bit softer now,
shout
a little bit softer now,
shout
a little bit louder now,
shout
a little bit louder now,
shout
a little bit louder now.
War's over, man. Wormer dropped a big one.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going! Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
There we go. We say goodbye to Faber College. Animal House here on Time Travel. A little tribute to Animal House there today from 1978. Of course, it was set in the 50s, so we're playing all kinds. Oh, actually, no, 62, I think it was set in. But a great, great, great movie. One of the best comedies of all time, Animal House. And people are starting school again, and I thought, well, you know what? Might as well bring that back for the day. I'm here for 4 hours. I'm here till 9 p.m., taking over for The Big Picture with Derek and Lisa. They are away this week, so time travel. And I got some political stuff here for you. I got some George W. Bush talking. We're going to go back to the 90s, and we will interplay some George W. Bush for the next 20 minutes or so here on Time Travel. Hope you enjoy this. It's from an album called Bush Speak here on Time Travel.
Natural gas is hemispheric. I like to call it hemispheric in nature, because it is a product that we can find in our own neighborhoods.
Congress also must understand they got to pass an energy bill. You see, an energy bill will be good for jobs. An energy bill will be good for national security. We need an energy bill that encourages consumption.
We will require all power plants to meet clean air standards in order to reduce emissions of sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxide, mercury, and carbon dioxide within a reasonable period of time.
All right, brought this up recently with Vicente Fox, who's a newly elected president. He's a man I know from Mexico, and I talked about how best to be able to expedite the exploration of natural gas in Mexico and transport it up to the United States so we become less dependent on foreign sources of crude oil.
In the Pacific Northwest, I've made it clear to the citizens up there, I oppose breaching those dams
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully. Just one piece of advice. Just remember, it's the birds that's supposed to suffer, not the hunter.
Bush speak.
Somebody say, now where's Mandela? Well, Mandela's dead.
50 years ago in Montgomery, Alabama, this humble seamstress stood up to injustice by refusing a bus driver's order that she give up her seat for a white man. Her show of defiance was an act of personal courage that moved millions, including a young preacher named Martin Luther King. She will always have a special place in American history, and our nation thinks of Rosa Parks and her loved ones today. He stood not far from here, on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. With thousands gathered around him, Dr. King looked out over the American Capitol and declared his famous words, "I have a dream." His dream spread a message of hope that echoed from his hometown of Sweet Auburn, Georgia, to the pulpit of Dexter Avenue Baptist Church, to the Edmund Pettus Bridge. An assassin's bullet could not shatter the dream. Dr. King's message of justice and brotherhood took hold in the hearts of men and women across the great land of ours.
Interestingly enough, right after September the 11th, one of the first places I went was to a mosque, or actually an Islamic center there in Washington, D.C. I went back to the same center 50 years later.
Our first Independence Day celebration took place in the midst of a war, a bloody and difficult struggle that would not end for six more years before America finally secured her freedom. More than two decades later, it is hard to imagine the Revolutionary War coming out any other way.
You're in the early 90s here on Time Travel with the Black Crowes.
Look here. Did you ever hear the one about last year? Said it was all a lie. Ain't it funny how time flies? Said what we're gonna do, baby. Mutual.
Let's check back in with GW. You're in the early 90s here on Time Travel with some GW.
In terms of, the detainees, we've had thousands of people detained. We've investigated every single complaint against the detainees. It seemed like to me they based some of their decisions on the word of and the allegations by people who were held in detention, people who hate America, people that have been trained in some instances to disassemble. That means not tell the truth. And so it was an absurd report. It just is. And, one of the important aspects of my vision is that this is not automatic citizenship. The American people must understand that. That if somebody who is here working wants to be a citizen, they can get in line like those who have been here legally and have been working to become a citizenship in a legal manner.
As you know, there was a report that you have just read the works of a French philosopher. Can you tell us the backstory of Camus?
The backstory of the book?
Well, what led you to this?
I was in Crawford, and I said, I was looking for a book to read, and Laura said, you ought to try Camus. I also read three Shakespeares.
Yeah. This is a change. Years ago were reading The Life Story of Joe DiMaggio by Richard Ben Kramer, if memory serves. You've been on a Teddy Roosevelt reading kick.
I'm reading about the Battle of New Orleans right now. I've got an eclectic reading list.
And now Camus.
Well, that was a couple of books ago.
Surveys show that the vast majority of people do want to participate in democracy, and some are feeling intimidated. I urge all people to vote. But you bet, when we find somebody who may do harm to the American people, we will detain them and ask others from their country of origin to detain them. It makes sense. The American people expect us to do that. We're still at war.
These are big achievements for this country, and the people of Bulgaria ought to be proud of the achievements that they have achieved.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking.
It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up.
you've retired, you don't have anything to worry about. It's the third time I've said that. I'll probably say it three more times. See, in my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
This may seem like it was rigged, Mr. President, okay. But
there have been a few rigged questions in my day. I'm not telling you which way they were rigged, though.
You know, it's amazing when people say to me, well, he was just breaking the law. If I wanted to break the law, why was I briefing Congress? This debate is occurring because of the Supreme Court's ruling that said that we must conduct ourselves under the Common Article 3 of the Geneva Convention. And that Common Article 3 says that, you know, there will be no outrages upon human dignity. It's very vague. What does that mean? Outrages upon human dignity. That's a statement that is wide open to interpretation. I mean, one has a stronger hand when there's more people playing your same cards.
I'm really not sure
what you're talking about, and I'll look into it.
Mr. President, you've been a governor and a president, so you have a unique experience looking at it from two directions. What do you think tribal sovereignty means in the 21st century, and how do we resolve conflicts between tribes and the federal and state governments?
Yeah. Tribal sovereignty means that. It's sovereign. You've been given sovereignty, and you're viewed as a sovereign entity. And therefore, the relationship between the federal government and tribes is one between sovereign entities.
This morning, my administration released the budget numbers for fiscal 2006. These budget numbers are not just estimates. These are the actual results for the fiscal year that ended February the 30th.
The Iraqis are fully staffed, and they got their team in there, but we don't. And so what General Petraeus said, some early signs, still dangerous, but give my chance a plan to work.
We should make sure our children are prepared for the jobs of the future by expanding access to advanced placement courses and strengthening math and science education. As yesterday's positive report card shows, children do learn when standards are high and results are measured.
The best way to defeat the totalitarian of hate is with an ideology of hope. With an ideology of hope.
If you've got a chicken factory, a chicken plucking factory, or whatever you call them, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm going to try to see if I can remember as much to make it sound like I'm smart on the subject, but...
WMFO Medford.